And that's the sound, if you can't pick it, of the house sparrow, the most common bird logged by backyard bird enthusiasts in the annual Garden Bird Survey. We love birds on Morning Report, don't we? The project is like a census of birds and sees tens of thousands of people each year out counting the numbers of birds in their gardens over a week. This year's survey has now closed and researchers are busy crunching the numbers. Ecologist and modeller at Manaaki Whenua Land Care Research, Dr. Angela Brandt, is with us now. Kia ora, Dr. Brandt, how is this survey shaping up?
Morena, thanks for having me. So we're looking quite good. We're tracking similarly to last year. So as of last night, we had over 5,000 surveys submitted, and people have seen nearly 200,000 birds during the last 9 days.
Well, that's way more than I expected. What's the bird that is top of the list? Can you tell us?
Well, this year, at this point, the house sparrow and the blackbird are kind of neck and neck. But what we expect is there will be some more surveys coming in. People might have done their survey but not yet entered their data. So we highly encourage you to get online and get those numbers into us. And the survey form will be open for a couple more days. So there is some time to do that.
So it's still open. Apologies. So Susie and I were talking about how we, luckily, in Wellington, we have a lot of beautiful native birds in our gardens. Are you seeing many more natives on the list?
We've got heaps of silver eyes, many fantails, tui. There's quite a few birds coming in there and lots of kereru as well.
Have people been taking more note of their surroundings after lockdowns, Angela, and possibly any effects on our bird numbers? Are we seeing, a more accurate reflection of our surroundings because we're at home, we've been at home a lot?
Yes, so we've definitely had an increase in participation in the Garden Bird Survey the last 3 years. So it really does seem like we've all become a bit more aware of what's in our neighborhood, what's in our gardens, and looking a bit closer at, well, there actually is quite a bit around just our neighborhoods, even in urban areas.
So when you said it's going to be open for another couple of days, when will all the results be out? And what's done with the numbers?
Excellent questions. So we're getting the last of the surveys in so we can start putting the data together and analyzing those common bird numbers for the annual State of Garden Birds report. We hope to have that report out by the end of this year, but we'll be able to tell you a bit more about how many surveys we got, who were the top 10 birds, how did the regions do, because as of yesterday morning, you know, we had the most surveys in from Auckland, not surprisingly, but actually sort of per capita in terms of the number of households in each region, we actually had Nelson, Tasman, and Otago kind of topping the list. So per capita participation quite high in the South Island, which is great to see. We'll be able to give a bit of a picture, but the hard trend numbers are coming out toward the end of the year.
Oh, kia ora for your time this morning. That is Manaaki Whenua Land Care Research Dr. Angela Brandt.